Chapter 4. She went back into the apartment. Anna knew. She mopped the bathroom, dried the floor, and cleaned the hair out of the shower drain. She didn't want to hear her mother screaming at her. Anna knew. The only one who did. But she didn't know what to do. She started setting the table. She put a pot of pasta water on the stove. She wanted to make her mama happy. Let her find everything ready for lunch. She laid out the napkins carefully, to the right of each plate. But her thoughts never veered away from Francesca. She picked up the remote control and hit one. Punctually, the theme music of TGI, the midday news program on Rai 1, blared out. The roar of the midday news theme music blasted out from all the television sets, all the open windows in the thousand or so apartments on the Via Stalingrado. She loved that theme music. It made her feel like a grown-up, part of something bigger. Rome, Milan, the Italy that she had never seen, even though she lived in Italy. "You're a darling," said Sandra, as she opened the door and saw her daughter stirring the pasta. "If it weren't for you, with that idiot father and miserable brother of yours." She was tired. She put down her grocery bags and stretched for a moment. Her back was sore. Then she hurried over to open the door of the washing machine she'd run that morning before leaving for work. Anna loved her mother. She was a woman who worked hard at her job, but who still found the energy to leaflet and help organize the annual